Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
South Africa's tax base, the dangers of more mice and less cheese. The South African tax base has not shrunk, but the working class has disappeared, and only a small number of wealthy taxpayers seem to contribute to the bulk of the country's personal income tax revenue. How problematic is this? We wanted to get a little bit more information from Davi Ruert. He's founder, director, and chief economist at The Efficient Group. Davi, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
A little bit down after yesterday's GDP numbers.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
That, I'm doing quite well.
Did we expect that?
It was pretty much expected, but still, you know, what really concerns me is that if you look at a slightly longer term trend, the 6 month trend, then you will see that South Africa has been stuck in, or is stuck in, this very low growth trajectory, and we can't seem to be getting out of that, and that concerns me.
And that, of course, does impact on the tax base as well. But let's talk about that. First of all, how is SARS doing in terms of collections?
Yeah, okay, let's just talk about economic growth. That's one very important factor that is affecting tax collections. And the economy, like I've just said, is just not growing fast enough. I mean, you can't take taxes out of an economy if the economy is just not growing. So that's a very important factor when it comes to tax collections. But SARS is doing overall not too badly. In fact, tax collections in the current year and the previous financial year were better than expected, and is going to be better than expected in the current financial year. But that has to do with certain sort of special events, like, for example, commodity prices that are quite high at the moment, and the commodity exporters like the mines are making a lot of money. So they're paying a lot of taxes now. But that's one of the less important taxes. It is significant. We're talking about a huge amount of money, but it's something that is not sustainable. And when commodity prices come down, then we're going to lose that, or much of that revenue. The most important revenue source for the state is personal income taxes. You referred to that. And personal income taxes contributes about something like 40% of total tax revenue. So that's by far the most important one. Mm. And if you analyze that, you will see that there are rather few individuals that contributes the bulk of all those taxes. And those individuals, many of them, are leaving the country. So we are bleeding taxpayers in South Africa. Many of them are really welcomed in other countries because they are typically productive, skilled, and well-qualified people. And so this is something that we need to be all very concerned about. But it doesn't mean that personal income taxes payers are the only taxpayers. Everybody in South Africa are paying tax one way or the other, value-added tax or company taxes or many other taxes and so on. But personal income taxes is a major issue. But under difficult circumstances, I think SARS is doing not too badly, actually.
Right. So in terms of the fact that we're losing a lot of skilled people, that means that the income tax base is shrinking. What's likely to follow? What are the next logical steps that'll occur? What does SARS need to do to increase their tax collections or revenue base?
I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that should be the question, actually. Mm-hmm. Maybe just stand back for a moment. If you look at the fiscal accounts, the fiscal accounts is what the Minister of Finance does. And a fiscal accounts consists of various moving parts. The one part has to do with taxes and the various taxes and a tax regime and a tax system and whether we have the correct mix of taxes. And that's very important, and we can talk about that. The second part is where the money goes to. So, for example, if you spend money on a person and you take money back from that person by way of taxes, then the net effect on that individual is not that much. But the spending side of the fiscus is also very important. Maybe we can just chat about that as well. Mm-hmm. And another very important moving part is the debt of the state. And the debt of the state has increased quite alarmingly in the recent years. But I just want to mention one or two things on the revenue side or the tax side versus the spending side. The reality is, in South Africa, very few individuals pay just about all the taxes. It doesn't mean that few individuals pay all the taxes. Everybody pays taxes, but few individuals pay quite a lot. Let me give you an example on company taxes, which is the third most important tax to the Minister of Finance. In the case of company taxes, less than 1,000 companies pay more than 2/3 of all company taxes. Less than 1,000 companies. It gives you an idea how narrow that tax base is. On personal income taxes, I can also tell you that a million individuals contribute something like 70% of all the personal income taxes, which is the most important revenue source to the Minister of Finance. On the spending side, the bulk of this money is going to on things like, for example, education is the biggest expense item. The second most important expense item is the various social support system. That's the grants and so on. And the third one has to do with taxes. Now, if you look at the whole fiscus in South Africa, then you will find that few people pay the bulk of the taxes and many people receive on the receiving end of the fiscus. And the fiscus in South Africa, or the state, is perhaps the most redistributive fiscus in the world. So the state is very much dependent on few people in order
to... Right, so just explain to me what that means.
It means that few people, redistributional effect on the revenue side, because the guys paying the money are not getting the benefits. And on the spending side, there's a huge redistributional effect as well, because people are receiving the money are not the guys paying the money. And a combination of these two, the combination of, let's call it a progressive system, but there's a huge progression on this, on the tax side as well as on the spending side. It's so much so that it's become unsustainable, completely and totally unsustainable. Let me give you one example. There are 32 million people receiving an income from the state every month. 32 million people, that's more than 50% of the population. And like I've said, on the revenue side, on the tax side, there are something like, let's call it 2 million individuals, individuals and companies and so on, that contribute, let's call it in a region of about 80% of total taxes. Now, that has become unsustainable because we're spending all this money on social issues, and there are very good, important reasons for that. We can't allow our fellow South Africans to die of hunger. But we're spending everything on social things, on grants and things like that, or salaries, and we do not spend enough money on infrastructure, as an example. And that means that the economy can't grow, which again exacerbates this whole situation. So there's so much that we need to fix in the fiscal accounts on the revenue side, on the various taxes, as well as on the spending side. But the actual issue here is that the state simply is spending too much money. The state is spending too much money, and the state is spending money badly. So it's highly inefficient, and it's simply too much for the tax base to carry, the tax burden at the moment.
David Ruart, founder, director, chief economist at the Efficient Group. Very interesting conversation, giving us some perspective around South Africa's tax base.